Well, greetings today in the wonderful name of Jesus. What a privilege to have our blessed Bible. What a privilege to have a knowledge and understanding of a great salvation through Jesus Christ. Just to imagine, just to think about it, just glory in it, that God so loved this world that he gave Jesus Christ to be a sacrifice for our sins. God came to destroy the works of the devil through Jesus Christ. But you know, I have a question I'm thinking of today. As we look around, if you read the newspaper or hear the news in some form or fashion, evil is real in the world. There's so much evil. If Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, the question asked me often is, why is there so much evil? Why does God allow evil? That's the question. You know, it says that God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness according to the gospel. But just to think about the evil in America. Every day in America, there are approximately 12,000 crimes committed, 90% of which will go unpunished. Why does God allow evil? Quite simply, because if he punished it immediately, I'm sure we would have all been snuffed out the day we were born. We seem to tend to look on evil as something being horizontal. For example, sins against other people, you know, things like rape and murder, stealing. But the Bible says something different, that sins are not horizontal, just man to man, but sins are vertical. Sins are vertical. They're very vertical also. You know, David in Psalm 51 records that against thee and thee only have I sinned. So when man sins, yes, it is a horizontal sin. But the real sin is vertical. It's man against God. You may never rape someone. You may never steal something or murder. But God says that our very thoughts are an abomination to him in Proverbs 15:26. He says in Jeremiah 17 that the heart of man is deceitful, and it's desperately wicked above all things. Men in this world are constantly sinning against Jesus Christ, against God, against his law. And if he punished sin immediately, there would actually be none of us left. It says in Lamentations, it's because of his mercies that we are not consumed. Men sin confidently because there is no immediate punishment. But the Bible gives us warning that the day is coming when God will judge the world in righteousness. The wisdom of Solomon concludes like this: for God shall bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. God will catch up to every rapist, murderer, and thief, every drug pusher, every wife beater, every child molester, every evil person is going to stand before a holy God. But his judgment doesn't stop right when he catches them. You know, there's an eternal consequence for our sin in hell forever. But we think about those horrible sins I mentioned, and it also says God's going to punish all liars. Just those little liars. They lied in business. The car dealer who lied about how many miles was on the car. The husband that lied to his wife how much he spent on something, or the wife. The child who lies to their parents about where they were. God's going to punish the greedy, covetous man. The angry, the lustful, the selfish. Who is guiltless? Who is guiltless? If all this, God is allowing evil and all this is going on, why does God allow this evil? Well, my friend, he has a plan. And it started in the garden. God had a perfect plan. And man rebelled. But before man had ever rebelled, it said that God had prepared a cross. Before the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ was slain for our sins. And that ought to make us excited to know that God's got a way to deliver us. But that shouldn't make you just say, well, I can keep on sinning and sinning and sinning. No, my friend. To the contrary, you ought to live a holy and righteous life before a holy and good God. Good man is not in trouble with a bad God. But bad man is in trouble with a good God. And God has allowed, and it may be a mystery why these things could continue, but the day is coming. Payday is not on Friday. Judgment day is coming. Will you be ready? Will you stand with boldness as a saint of God, as a Christian, knowing your sins are in Christ and knowing that you have a righteous life through Him and Him alone? Will you be that one that day comes on unaware? You weren't prepared. You weren't prepared. You presumed that God would be overlooking your sin when you didn't do it the way He said. There's only one way, and that's come to Jesus and stay with Jesus. Be humble and confess your sins and get born again and stay born again. That's the only way, my friend. That's the only way. Evil's going to prevail until the day Jesus Christ returns. May God bless your day. Let's keep looking up and let's hope in this truth. Have a nice day.